I'm here at Brighton Pride in Preston Park in Brighton. It's the area I grew up in, so it has quite a special meaning for me. And I just thought it's worth just saying a few words about what the Labour government did for LGBT rights. Obviously, over 13 years, Labour brought in the Equalities Act. We equalised the age of consent. We brought in the civil partnerships. And we also repealed Section 28. I think quite often people don't appreciate how much Labour actually did for the LGBT community. Obviously now the Tory party accepts quite a lot of what we brought in, things like gay adoption, they're all behind that now, but if you look at the voting records of a lot of those Conservative MPs, they actually voted against those things, including David Cameron and Theresa May. I think quite often at these events people do come down to have a good time, and that's understandable, but the political element has gone away from these events, and I think it's worth remembering all those people who put their lives at risk, basically, to stand up for their rights. And obviously we owe a huge debt to those people, and now we're able to come to this event and straight and gay alike come to enjoy themselves, and there's not an issue anymore. Being gay is not an issue in our society, not as much as it used to be. Obviously there are still things to fight for. People say, is there anything else to fight for in LGBT rights? And yes, there is. Homophobic bullying in schools, in small communities, there's still a lot of homophobia. And obviously around the world, there's still many countries that actually have the death penalty for being gay. So when people say, you have too many rights now, it's like, well, you can never have too many rights. It's like, we all have to be free together. And I think Labour has been the best party at protecting the rights of everybody.